So, like,
well, before we continue with that, we actually have our first special guest of the evening, guys.
About time.
Yeah, about time.
Yes.
We've just been rambling on since she called.
From our friends over at Charles Sherman Public Relations, we have actress extraordinaire Audrey Walters on the line. What's up, Audrey?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, good to have you on Below the Belt.
Oh, nice to be here.
Yeah. First of all, we think it's awesome that, first of all, that you're here with us on Below the Belt show. Thank you for being with us. But yes, we have to plug two amazing projects that you have out there. That's actually out right now. A dark comedy. Let's start with the dark comedy, because I'm a big fan of Danny McBride ever since seeing him in Eastbound and Down.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I love Danny McBride. That was a lot of fun. Arizona is in theaters and on video on demand. Have you watched it yet?
No, I haven't.
I saw the trailer.
You did?
I saw the trailer, yes, and it's the Danny McBride that I love
awesome.
Portraying the role, but a much darker role than what I've been used to seeing.
Yeah.
Because I was.
He's just so talented, and I love the way in this film that he shows so many different aspects. It's like he can be completely happy, friendly guy next door, and then in a second, you know?
Yeah.
Nice.
Tell us a little bit about your role in Arizona.
So I am a member of the community that Danny McBride also lives in, and just doing a little house hunting. Rosemarie DeWitt plays a real estate agent who is showing my husband and I some houses, and we encounter a lot of craziness going on.
Cool. Yeah.
I love it. Tell us about the audition process. How did that work with you landing this role?
You know, actually, I taped my audition for that.
Don't you love it when a self-tape comes through?
I love it.
It's amazing.
Oh, I know. It's so nice.
Because we all know the process of self-tapes, man. They'll watch 4,000 of them without any audio and put it in fast forward. And if they see something that actually catches their eye, they'll stop it and listen to your audition. That's coming from casting from Los Angeles. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So congratulations to you, girl.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Actually, it's kind of crazy. The last few things I've booked have been on tape. So I've just been busy, like, running and going here and there. And so it's convenient when that happens because you don't feel like you're missing out on anything.
So Arizona actually is available on demand?
It is. It's on demand, and I think it's with most, carriers like Comcast. I think it's on Prime, Amazon.
Nice.
Good. Hulu, too. Yeah, it's on a lot of different carriers, so you should be able to find it.
That's awesome. And in addition, of course, we have to talk about Big Kill. It's a Western, which is great because there hasn't been too many good Westerns that have been released lately, but... looks like Big Kill is a force to be reckoned with in the Western genre. But you have Lou Diamond Phillips, everyone loves. And,
how was it like working with Lou?
Oh, you like Lou, huh?
You know, I've always had a little place in my heart for Lou Diamond Phillips, and this just made me fall in love with him even more.
Wait, is he married? Dang it.
Sorry, Don.
You've loved him since La Bamba, huh, Don?
Before that.
Oh, before that, okay.
Yeah, right.
So wait, you play a madam. So are we talking about a madam in a brothel?
Oh, yeah, we are.
No, madam in a prison. Yes, right. A madam in a brothel. Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a Western. So, but you can never, you know.
No, that's true. I'm just messing.
Madam, so I had to. Somebody had to look after all the little
whores. Well, here's a tip.
Jesus.
Send them my way.
Now that was funny.
Welcome to the world of radio, guys.
Did you have to do any research on playing a madam, you know, to kind of channel your inner madam?
What? She went to Vegas to the
right.
Oh
yeah.
My.
The Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, the Bunny Ranch, and like took some pointers from him.
No, that must have been a fun role to play, man. Character acting's great, isn't it?
Oh god.
Just as long as it's not method.
Right, exactly. As long as it's not
oh,
method.
If you went method with the madam role, that would be something.
I like her. She's cool, man.
You're cool, Audrey. I'm glad we have fun with you. All right, so
God, you guys are hilarious.
Send them Johnny's way.
Exactly. Ready and waiting. Time's wasting, girl. Come on.
He's up for rehearsals, you know.
So, and of course, there's a great name attached to Big Kill. This guy's in everything. Danny Trejo.
Yeah, Danny.
What was it like working with Danny?
But then he's so smiley and fun, actually, and has a great laugh. And is very, I mean, when you look at him, he's very intimidating, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
And so until you're talking to him, you think that he's kind of like this really mean guy, but he's not at all.
His image has been rehabilitated.
Yeah, no, he's a very sweet guy. I actually did a film with him called Chronology. And Danny, he's like, so down to earth, and he's like she said, he's extremely intimidating.
Yeah.
But after getting to know him, man, I was speaking Spanish with the guy. He's like super cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and he owns Trejo's Tacos.
You gotta stop by Trejo's Tacos.
Trejo's Tacos, man. Oh my god.
Have you tried Trejo's Tacos?
Yeah, I've been there. Well, it was the funniest thing because shortly after I was filming with him, and I was staying in Hollywood, and I was. This hotel that's right across the street from the place. I look out the window, I was like, oh my god, it's like a tiny face. It's like right there.
Yeah, it's great.
That was fun. I mean, between him and Lou and then Jason Patrick too, we had a great time. We had some poker games going, you know, in between filming, so that was fun.
Oh, fun.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Uh-huh. So this Western looks like has some comedic elements to it based on the trailer.
It does.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
That's good.
Scott Martin was the director and the writer, and he also acted in it, and his wife was an actor in it as well.
Oh, cool.
So it was one of those special productions with the tight-knit crew, and all the cast was really fantastic. So it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And Big Kill, also available on demand as well?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's going to actually be a theatrical release in October, later
Oh,
October.
Good. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic. That's going to be good.
But yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. We had some fun times on the set. It's this like old Western historical set in Santa Fe. And we even had one day where George R. R. Martin came and visited our set.
No way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Did you ask him about Game of Thrones spoilers for the final season?
No, that's going to be a scene in the film.
Because his staff who was with him, that was like their one request. Like, do not ask him about Game of Thrones.
But if Soto was there, that would have been the first and only question he would have asked.
Yeah, I would have pried Mr. Martin. Yeah. Mr. R.R. Martin.
R.R.
Double R.
R.R., let me just tell you.
Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I am. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, yes.
So funny, because we're all, like, in our trailers. It was like the whisper going around, George R.R. Martin's here. George R.R.
Dude, that is so cool. Oh, that is awesome. Yes. Can't wait for season 8.
I know, right?
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I did not even ask. Did not even broach the subject. And I don't know if anybody did, but they were like, don't ask them.
Audrey, you've worked.
I will say, we were all getting our pictures with him, and the picture that I got with him made it look like I was sitting on his lap. I really wasn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't lie. You were.
Well, he kind of looks like Santa Claus, so I can see why you did that.
Well, you know, I dressed like a madam in the horror house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, George always writes about horror houses in Game of Thrones, so.
Is he trying to subconsciously say something?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. That's so cool.
Perfectly comfortable.
All right, so we got to look out for Big Kill in theaters this October. Now, is this going to have a major theater release or just select theaters?
I think it's a major theater.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Right, good. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, this is going to be good.
It is.
Awesome.
I don't really get all the details, but I do believe that it is going to be a big theater release. So you'll definitely have to go watch it. It's a lot of fun, and you'll get to all the fun little horrors that you might
want to
visit.
Dude, I'm so ready. No, congratulations. Seriously, we can't wait to see this. Quit looking at me, guys. Come on.
Stay away
so
from
we're
me.
Tell me. Stay away from me.
So you actually have a film on Netflix now called Our Souls at Night, and you work with a legend. I mean, the creator of the Sundance Film Festival, Robert Redford.
It's amazing.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Yes, and a romantic drama, along with another legend in Jane Fonda, which is interesting because you also played a real estate agent in this one as well, right?
Yeah.
Which is – are you getting typecast as a real estate agent?
Hey, man, it's okay. That's all right. Get typecast and work.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, though. Did you think about that when you got cast in two real estate agent roles?
I kind of look some of the same things over and over. So, you know, that's just the way it is. It was just awesome to work with Robert Redford, especially, and Jane Fonda. But
yes.
So awesome. I mean, when I first saw him, I was like weak in the knees. I was like, oh, my God.
Were you really?
I bet you were.
I really was. I mean, he's like in his 80s, but he's just so handsome and charming, and I don't know. I just love older people.
Well, we've been to Sundance a few times.
Yes. Have you been to Sundance, Audrey?
I have not been to Sundance.
Really?
Okay. A few films that have screened there, and I just actually Arizona screened at Sundance this year, and I was in New Zealand at the time with my daughter. Yeah.
You're on vacation though, right? Not work.
Oh no, it was definitely fun vacation. My daughter was doing study abroad in New Zealand, so I went and stayed down there for 3 weeks, and it was pretty awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
Great.
Yeah, it was nice. So I guess it was worth missing, but you know, maybe I'll go next year.
Yeah, but maybe we'll see you there.
So are you currently in Texas? It says here that you're a native of San Antonio, grew up in Texas.
No, I haven't lived in Texas for 25 years.
Okay,
but I still love it.
Okay, so you're in La La Land now?
I'm not actually. I'm in Colorado.
Oh, you're in Colorado. Nice. Interesting.
What part?
Yeah, Denver.
Okay, I got some friends in Denver.
Right on, man.
Cool. Yeah, beautiful place.
Yeah. So it's really nice to keep Denver as my home base, actually, because it's kind of in the middle of things, and there's so much production going on in so many places. Denver's just an easy flight, so it's been kind of nice. I mean, I spent a lot of time, especially this past year, I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles, and a lot of these films I've been working on and TV shows have been in New Mexico filming.
That's right. Yeah, right.
Huge film commission in New Mexico. Huge.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and then it's an easy hop over to Atlanta too. So, unfortunately, you know, so much is booking off tape. So, it's
As Dawn was interrupting me, my question was related to you being in Denver.
All right, put the chairs down. Put the chairs down. Come on, guys.
But no, Audrey, I was just curious, as an actor based in Denver, is there a lot of projects in the area, or do you find yourself consistently having to do self-tapes?
There is not a whole lot of work in Denver.
Okay.
You know, I've kept it my home because I have 3 kids. And it's been a great place to raise them and, you know, try to keep life consistent.
Yeah, totally. Awesome.
Yeah. Keep them out of Hollywood.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Definitely keep them out of Hollywood.
I think it's amazing considering your resume and what you've accomplished. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're very proud of you, man.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So you worked on Preacher. That was in New Mexico, right? Yeah, how did you enjoy your experience on Preacher?
Oh, that was a trip. It was awesome.
What was your character?
Such a crazy show anyway. I had a really fun character. I played a waitress in the Casey Breeze. But I got to do some really fun things during some of the Preacher's dream sequences.
Okay.
I got to, you know, shoot a guy. I got to make out with a preacher. That was a lot of fun.
I bet you like that. I bet your husband liked that too, right?
You know, I've been married for 20 years. He doesn't care.
It's all my husband.
Yeah, it's all acting, man. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah, go ahead. Knock yourself out of life.
Well, my friend Michael Kelly.
Right.
My friend Michael Kelly on House of Cards, he calls it legal cheating.
Legal cheating. That's not the way I cheat. Never legal.
It's never legal.
You know, it's a
She's
pass.
Like, you're going to get me in trouble. Stop it.
I know. Just like
Are there any actors you wouldn't mind having more kissing scenes with?
Oh, God.
Don't put her in a spot like that.
Let's just put it this way. I don't mind having kissing scenes pretty much most.
So up next, we have the kissing bandit. Amazing.
I like kissing. It's nice.
Nice. Yeah. So, okay, well, let's put it this way. Is there an actor that you wouldn't mind working with that you haven't worked with yet? As a love interest, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about as a love interest, but I would love to work with Matthew McConaughey because he's from my hometown.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
I haven't ever worked with him, and I just think, you know, I'd love to do that. So.
Very cool.
That would be great. Have you met him?
Well, I knew him when we were younger.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
I haven't seen him or talked to him since we've been older, so... You know, who knows? Maybe I'll run into him sometime or get to work with him. I think that would be a treat.
That'd be nice. That'd be great. Get him back to Denver to shoot something. That'd be great.
Yeah, for sure. Nice. I know if I ever get to shoot anything in Denver, it's not likely.
Nice.
Shoot everywhere but. I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So I don't mind. You know what? I have a crazy life. I have 3 kids. I run my own business, talk to the camera. And so whenever I get to leave and go to work, to me, it's awesome. I can go to a hotel. I can watch whatever I want to watch.
Yeah. It's me time, man, on location.
Absolutely.
It is. Yeah. Exactly. I love it.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
You mentioned your business. Are you alluding to the youth workshops that you do called Talk to the Camera?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
And actually, we're opening up in New York. And
oh, wow.
Virginia, nice. This fall. So we're expanding.
Yes, reading here, it helps elementary and middle school children develop their social communication skills. And you're a journalism major and a former journalist, right? So you,
mm-hmm.
that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's right.
You need to open up an office at the White House.
So Don can run it.
Don, you call him Don. 45, right?
So he can attend.
Nice.
You know?
Yes, he can.
And you're funny. Been offered when they was in elementary school.
See, yeah.
Hey, Audrey, it looks like you have a couple projects. You have a film called The Initiation.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that one yet?
I just started filming on that and worked with a couple of actresses out of Los Angeles for that one. And that one's another, it's kind of dark and a little bit of a horror film vibe to it as well. It's spooky. It's like it's concerning a coven of witches.
So. Love it. I love it already. Nice. I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Who do I apply to? I could be a witch.
Seriously. That's hot.
Maybe it's already fully cast, but we'll look out for it.
I could do method on that one.
Yeah, you are.
Oh!
I'm getting you back for that one.
Put the vase down. Right. Put it down.
But Audrey, of course, you have 2 amazing projects. One coming out in October, which is Big Kill with Lou Diamond Phillips and Danny Trejo. And of course, you can see we can see you in Arizona, the dark comedy starring Danny McBride. Caitlin Olsen's in that as well.
Yeah.
Love Caitlin Olsen from It's Sunny
Rose
in Philly.
She's yeah. Awesome, too.
Awesome. Well, congrats on all your success, Audrey. And if you could, before we let you go, let us do a promo for us and let us know who you are. Throw out a plug for, you know, Big Kill in Arizona. And then let us know you're listening to Below the Belt Show.
Okay. All right. Thank you. This is Audrey Walters, and I am love watching the This is Audrey Walters. Please check out Arizona and Big Kill in theaters this October, and I'm watching Below the Belt.
Watching or listening to?
She's watching it.
Is that what you wanted me to say?
I told you that camera has been lit up there. I'm telling you.
You can just
get
say,
out of our studio, man.
Well, as a podcast, you'd be listening to us technically. But.
Oh, good Lord.
You're fired, girl. You're fired.
Actually, do one more and do listening or just say you're on Below the Belt.
This is Audrey Walters on Below the Belt.
There you go.
Yes, I love her already.
Audrey, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You guys are so much fun.
You're fun. You're fun.
Say hi to my friend Polly Pena from she's out in Colorado right now.
There you are.
And my friend Bryce.
Oh, does Audrey know them?
Hello.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Y'all
thanks, Audrey.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you.
Bye.
She was sweet.
Yeah.
She was great.